Hi, this is Pat from the Linux and Tech Show, and you're listening to another episode of TWAT Radio. Tonight we're going to be talking about MythTV. What is MythTV? Well, if you have a TiVo, you have a personal PVR, personal video recorder, that's hard drive based. MythTV has this basic function of a TiVo. You can record shows, playback TV shows, but it has a whole lot more. Besides recording and watching TV shows, you can also browse the web, watch DVDs, view images, playback old games via MAME. You can also listen to your music collection. There's a plugin that you can check out your weather forecast in your region. There is also a VoIP plugin that's fairly new, and it's pretty extensive. One of the cool things that people do these days is they build dedicated MythTV boxes. What this involves is basically taking a PC, usually a small form factor like a mini ATX, with a decent processor, getting a video capture card. The most prominent ones that I've seen people use from the TV are the Hophog brand. They're very well supported in Linux with the IVTV drivers. They have been for some time. There's three or four different models that most people use. There's the 250, which lets you encode on the fly into MPEG-2, and it also has a built-in decoder to watch the shows back, so you don't use up any of your CPU. The Hophog 350 has everything that the 250 has, plus it has a TV out connection, so you don't need a video card with an S-Video out, and you can pull it out directly out of the encoder card. And it also has a FM tuner built in as well. The newer card that came out fairly recent is the Hophog 150. What's nice about this card is it's about a third of the cost of the 250s and the 350s. The 350 goes for about 160. The 250s go for about 130 to 140, and the 150 I recently picked up one for $50 on eBay. The other difference is the 150 doesn't have a decoder, so any of your playback is done by the computer. Now, I originally had the 350, and I was able to set up MythTV successfully with an 800 MHz machine running 512 MB RAM. The reason I was able to pull this off is because the 350 has the encoding and the decoding as well, so it doesn't use that much CPU. If you have anything as low as a 2 GHz machine with 512 MB RAM, that should be more than plenty. The really big thing that you should do when you're looking to set up a dedicated MythTV box is get a big hard drive. The bigger the better. The reason being is MPEG-2 files, they use up a lot of hard drive space. A typical 1 hour video in MPEG-2 is about a gig big. So if you're watching a movie, 2 gigs. So they're fairly large files, Half hour video will probably be about 500 meg. So they get quite large. One of the cool things that MythTV has set up for it is after you've captured some shows with your encoder card, there's a back end that'll archive your old shows and re-encode them to the DivX, which is real nice. So those 1 gig shows will get shrunk down to about 350 meg, and they're still very playable. Some of the other cool things that MythTV has is that there's a plugin for Netflix. So if you have a Netflix account, it'll automatically go in and log in, and you can view your queue, you can go and pick different shows. MythTV is really awesome in that it's true open source software. You can download the source code, you can build and create your own packages, you can build your own plugins, and if enough people like the plugin, they'll include it as part of the official version of the software. And that's the case with some of the different features that I mentioned in the past. There are all different ways of setting up MythTV. Some people just will set up MythTV on their regular workstation with their favorite Linux distribution. There's plenty of different how-tos out there where you can set up MythTV in Debian, in Ubuntu, Gentoo, Fedora Core, SUSE. And what people do is will just have the software run and they can start it up in record shows whenever, you know, they're not doing coding or anything on the machine. Another really cool thing that MythTV does is you can have a master backend server that does your recording, and that's where your TV encoder card sits. And you can have thin front-end machines sitting in different rooms in, say, your house, and all of them will be able to access the shows recorded on the back-end server. This is really cool. So you can have a central repository for all your shows, all your media, you know, all your videos, all your audio files, all your pictures, and you could set up machines in every room in the house to access the server, and it's all available, which is really, really cool. What's the best way of setting a dedicated MythTV box? Some people like to use Gen 2 because you can get a very lean and fast system up and running. But the big negative with Gen 2, if anybody's installed Gen 2, is it takes a long time to get set up and tweaked the way you want it. If you want to get a dedicated MythTV box, my recommendation is to use NotMyth. What NotMyth is the project that's been set up where it's a bootable CD. The startup installation is a bootable. It'll go in and probe your system, check out the hardware. And what it does is it will do a full MythTV install on a dedicated piece of hardware in about 30 minutes. It'll go out, probe your hardware, it'll start partitioning your hard drive, it'll go in and start installing the software. The software that it uses is a customized version of Debian with a 2.6 kernel. It'll go in and it'll pull down all the drivers that you need for a particular card. MythTV supports different cards besides the Hophawk brand cards. You can get a low-end RAW card that'll just pull in RAW video. But the problem with that is your computer will have to do all the encoding separately. So that'll definitely tax your system more, whereas an encoder card does the encoding on the fly, and it doesn't affect your system resources as much. NotMyth is really, really nice. Like I said, you can get the whole system up and running in about 30 minutes. It'll set up all your drivers for your video encoder cards. If you have an NVIDIA video card, it'll go out and install the drivers for that. If you have a remote, like a lot of the Hophawk cards come with remotes, with an IR blaster, some of them have, and NotMyth, you will go out and install everything for you. It's good to read up on the MythTV website to see what, you know, just to check it out and see what the features are. It's really full featured. It offers so much more than TiVo and the hacks that people have done recently to it. This is really, really built from the ground up. So, you know, the sky's the limit as far as what you could do with MythTV. I mentioned that the Hophawk cards are standard analog NTSC video, which is in North America. It also supports some other high definition cards, like the HD3000 card, which is a Linux-only high definition encoder card. It also supports some of the DVB cards, which are available in Europe. So there is a quite large array of hardware that it's currently supported. If you want to do a dedicated Myth box, I highly recommend NotMyth. You can't beat it. I've done installs of MythTV based on Fedora Core. There's a very good how-to written by Jared Wilson. Not MythTV. It's called MythTVology, and it's a how-to on building it on Fedora Core. And he's updated it since Fedora Core 1, and he's currently has the document of Fedora Core 4, but Fedora Core 5 just came out, so I'm sure there's going to be an update on it on that soon. Like I said, there's also how-tos from other Linux distributions as well that are really, really good, and it's pretty straightforward on setting them up. But if you want a dedicated setup, go with NotMyth, man. It's really, really fantastic. Current version is release 5, beta 7, and that's what I just installed today on the spare drive just to check it out. And it's fantastic. It does everything for you. There are some things that you need to set up, but overall, it's really, really easy. So definitely check it out. The hardware prices have come down in recent years. It used to be a lot more expensive, but you can pick up a mini ATX motherboard and a Celeron processor or an AMD processor for a couple hundred bucks. And you get the encoder card, you can get the Hophawk 150 card for 50 bucks or so, 55 bucks, depending where you get it. Or if you want to spend more money, you can get the fancier Hotpock 250 or the Hotpock 350. And there's also a Hotpock 500. The 500 card has two tuners, so you can record and watch two separate shows at the same time, which is kind of cool. So definitely check it out. I'm going to have some links in the show notes. You can go out and check out the different sites. Myth TV, obviously. The IVTV website, as well as the Not Myth TV site. And there's quite a bit of resources available on the web. And there's quite a community built around Myth TV. So if you're into recording TV shows and you don't want to go the TiVo route, and you want to build a whole custom solution built on Linux, definitely check out Myth TV. I highly recommend it. And this is Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll catch you next time. Bye!